You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're here with Sean O'Brien from Muckhole, who were quite a large band in the 90s in New Zealand. How did you get into punk music?
I think probably from my friend's brothers, really, when I was sort of in third form, or around 12 or 13. A mate of mine had a few sort of tapes I can't even think of a term for dubbing, yeah, that's right, dubbed off his brothers, you know, his tapes and stuff like that, and it was just kind of that whole, you know, getting turned on to music period that you go through when you're a kid, and he was listening to stuff like Dead Kennedys and Ramones and Bad Brains and Minor Threat, and it just kind of built from there, really.
From there, where did the band form? Like, what were the steps that you took?
To form the band? Well, that was a lot later. That was sort of more like, just trying to think how old we were. We were like, I was about sort of 18 or 19, I think, mm-hmm. at that point, when the band formed. And we all came together. We'd all kind of mucked around in other bands before that, sort of at school and covers bands, and you know, we'd all been in various bands, but hadn't really been in a band that wrote original music that was we're all quite new to it, really. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, it wasn't like we had any kind of. It was our first real band.
Awesome. You were very popular among the surf and skate scene. Were you parts of these scenes as well, or just the music scene?
No, that was pretty much our scene. Like, we weren't really a part of the music scene, which sort of, at times was quite frustrating, because it did feel like we were on the outside of quite a clicky, scene within the music scene. But probably, you know, we were probably just as elitist around, you know, how we treated other people. You know, it's at the time it seemed like that we were on the outer of the Auckland music scene or the New Zealand music scene, to be fair. But we kind of just started playing to our friends, and luckily they liked it. And we brought a crowd from the get go, really, which was why it turned into a pretty exciting time pretty quickly.
Yeah, I've heard that your gigs got pretty crazy. Were there any that stood out as a favourite time for a live performance?
They were all pretty good. We didn't play it. When we first sort of started, we played a bit, and then we kind of got quite selective about it. And because we knew that, always put quite a bit of effort into it, and just aware of playing too much. So, there were some good support slots we did where we smashed it, and there was also some good power station shows we did. And that was kind of like, that was something we were quite proud of at the time, that we could actually headline a power station show by ourselves. And the only other bands that could do that were from Wellington. So that was quite a, you know, that was an achievement in itself, really.
Awesome. You've had many songs appear on the 95BFM Top 10 in the 90s. Which of these songs were your favourite to write and perform?
That's interesting, because I don't think we did have many, so I can't actually...
Oh, you did. Subterfuge and Overdrive were quite popular on the Top 10s in 1995.
Yeah, so that's pretty early on. That's like the first demo that we wrote, recorded. And Subterfuge was obviously a very influential song for us, because it turned Murray Kamik onto us, and he really got into our corner and championed us and signed us and released our first album and a couple of EPs and stuff like that. So that was definitely a song that was important in the sort of the timeline of the band, but it wasn't a song that we really it was quite apart from the actual band sound. It was one of the first songs we wrote, and it was almost quite a historical kind of chapter when we recorded it. It was sort of quite a slow kind of by the time we sort of hit our straps, we were playing a brand of music that wasn't really like the style of Subterfuge. So it was a buzz being in the top 10 for sure. I remember listening in and seeing what number we got to, and you know, it was cool.
Shall we play Cool Guy now?
Yep, if that's what you've got lined up, then go for it.
Okay, cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.